This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, to include our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling, and thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we have made some additions there last night, so there's some new things over there for you to look at. All right, joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
And my 37 people outside the window and just in the parking lot are all applauding your arrival to the radio show. There we go. Now, we got to say something very special this morning. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Flip's brother, First Sergeant Chuck, is in town. So hello to First Sergeant Chuck.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for your service.
You betcha. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start by mentioning those famous two words that everybody's talking about right now. Hunter Biden. Your thought.
Hunter Biden is under investigation by Homeland Security Committee after certain reports have emerged. It looks like that if they follow through, looks like he could be in a bit of trouble.
His partner has already been indicted on criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... I don't know, you know, as this continues to be investigated and all these nefarious dealings are brought to the fore, I still wonder, Captain, if this is going to affect the Biden campaign, his father's campaign.
Well, he has been caught in an outright lie. You know, I never talked to my son about his business. I never had any idea. And he's been caught in an outright lie, black and white, plain outright lie. And I think it's going to affect him. It's got to. And by the way, we've got dueling town halls tonight between the president and Biden. Biden's on ABC, the president's on NBC, same time for each town hall. I wonder if George Stephanopoulos will ask Biden about any of this. What do you think?
I'm sorry, you literally went out on me.
I wonder if Steffi Stephanopoulos will ask Joe Biden about any of this?
I doubt it. If he can avoid it, I'm sure he will, because you know and I know that Stephanopoulos is basically an operative, in my opinion, is a media operative for the Democrats, and he's going to do whatever he can to try to avoid any controversy that could in any way harm the Biden campaign. I mean, you know that. And so, you know, the media is working on behalf of the Democrats, especially the Biden campaign. It's one of the things that Trump has been complaining about since day one.
Well, it doesn't help when you got people changing the definition of words in the dictionary, because thanks to Senator Maxi Hirono from Hawaii, the dictionary changed the definition of sexual preference because of the Amy Coney Barrett. She got called out on it. And meanwhile, she's trucking on during the day, this day number three of her testimony. This is the last day today, and then she comes up for a vote. Let's see, on the 22nd will be when they're going to vote on a committee.
Captain, it is one of the most wonderful examples of, I guess you could say, intellectual superiority I've ever in that type of a hearing, just one after another, whether it was Spartacus, Klobuchar, and any of the other Democrats, their dumb questions and innuendos against this woman, she just totally refuted everyone as if they were school children. Because they weren't asking genuine questions, if you notice that. They were schoolboy level, schoolyard level gotcha questions that had nothing to do with really trying to find out her qualifications. It wasn't a serious situation. Democrats were just playing politics.
By the way, just heard from our buddy Leo down there in Miami. Leo was responsible, him and his group, Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump. They had a all weekend long caravan last week, 30,000 vehicles on the expressways that went around Miami all weekend long. This Sunday they're going to do it again. And they're telling the truckers they can join the caravan if you want. So truckers down in Miami, have a good time. That'd be one heck of a caravan. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back. There'll be an Edwards notebook in the pan, and Ron Edwards will be right back. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, a conversation with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, let me tell you about the latest addition to Moss Family Automotive. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. So the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is that you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, along with surface shield protections and many other added features, too. Veterans, active-duty military, first responders, and pastors all get huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. And before we get back to Ron Edwards, here's an Edwards Notebook.
On January 25th, 1974, Ronald Reagan gave his famous Shining City on a Hill speech. He was bitterly opposed to the dark, dim direction our nation was heading. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, time does not permit me to share the Gipper's entire message, but his most inspiring conclusion is itself a message for the ages. And I quote, "We cannot escape our destiny, nor should we try to. The leadership of the free world was thrust upon us 2 centuries ago in that little hall of Philadelphia. In the days following World War II, when the economic strength and power of America was all that stood between the world and the return to the Dark Ages, Pope Pius XII said, the American people have great genius for splendid and unselfish actions. Into the hands of America, God has placed the destinies of an afflicted mankind. We are indeed, we are today. the last best hope of mankind on Earth. Today, our republic is embroiled in a war between those on the political left who literally want to recast her as one nation under China and mob rule, and today's refounding fathers who seek to reestablish our sectional nation way of life with true liberty and justice for all. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, there you go. And that's the Edwards Notebook for today. And you can catch Ron Edwards at the website, TheRonEdwards.com. And back over to Mr. Ron Edwards. Yes, sir. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
I do that pretty good. I'm getting really good at that. All right, well, thousands of Pennsylvania voters were sent the wrong mail-in ballots. Was that a mistake?
It was stupid. You know what, Captain? You know, this is one of the problems that I have with mail-in balloting. Why is it that people cannot just go and vote? I mean, you should have absentee ballots if you are medically prevented from being able to traverse to the polling place on voting day. But to just have this blasted, mail-in balloting just for the heck of it, because you're trying to cheat, and that's what I believe. The Democrats are cheating, using the mail-in ballot system to cheat. So many states have had so many problems in regards to this. They're finding ballots here and other ballots where things have been changed or thrown away, and it's a horrible system that needs to be done away with. You can't trust it. And in addition to that, come voting day, it's possible that the decisions won't be made until many days after November 3rd.
So depends on what the state decided. Uh-huh. You're right.
Yeah, so that's how desperate they are to beat the Trumpster. Because the Democrats don't have any good ideas. They don't have any positive things they want to do mm-hmm. for our country. They want to destroy the place. And so they have to lie and cheat. And one of their methods of cheating is the mail-in.
Well, moving along, there was a very a good story, very feel-good story, and a surprising news story came out of Yemen yesterday. The Trump administration secured the release of two American hostages. One person had been there for 3.5 years, plus the remains of another. So there was actually three people that came out of Yemen yesterday that were released to the U.S. for a couple of hundred Houthis that were released back to the Houthis group.
You know, this is yet another one of the good things that happens when you have a great president that is constantly. Yemen is not the only place that the president has been negotiating, but this is what happens when you have a strong president that continues to try to work on behalf of the American people. We weren't expecting that. We weren't looking for it, but it happened. And three people were brought back. One was deceased. But it's a wonderful story. I haven't heard a whole lot about it in the throughout the Dragon media. And I think that is a shame in itself. It used to be when things like this happened, that was huge news.
Mm-hmm. Now, NBC News, in their decision to schedule the Trump town hall at the exact same time as the ABC town hall with Joe Biden, is being called stunning and shameful by Mr. Don Lemon of CNN, because that's going to happen right during the middle of when his show's on, and his ratings will probably be near zero.
Oh, wine sniffle hurt. We're so sorry about that. I do think that it's not cool to have both of those meetings at the same time for other reasons, because people want to hear what both gentlemen have to say, one more than the other, that being the president. Most people want to hear what he has to say, but I don't think it's right to have both of them at the same time. But it's not because of any concerns about CNN ratings.
Now, the Navy SEAL Team 6 member Robert O'Neill, who is the SEAL who shot and killed Osama bin Laden, pushed back against a QAnon conspiracy theory that came out yesterday and the day before. Tell us about that.
Well, that situation, you know, I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know whether this is a true story or not. But I do find one little detail kind of funny, because if you studied anything about Islam, you know that particularly some individuals, when they are buried, they want to make sure their head or whatever faces Mecca, and they just throw them in water. They bury them in the ground facing Mecca, and especially if it's a noted individual. And Islam, in the world of Islam, Bin Laden was very well known. And that's why they came up with the theory that possibly it was a double. And they claimed that real one and replaced him with a double and all of that. And the rest is history. But like I said, I don't know what.
All right, well, you're breaking up and up. You're breaking in and out on me. There you go. Now you're back. The thing of it is, he was buried at sea. We don't know what happened. We were told that he got an official.
That's not normal procedure for burying a prominent Muslim.
Well, I wouldn't have gone out of my way to do anything for him. I just would have been drop him in the drink and see you. But anyway, CBS has revamped its cop shows because of the Black Lives Matter group.
Oh, wine sniffle hurt again. Who cares? I mean, seriously. I just read the headline and a little bit about that story. That's another piece of garbage as far as I'm concerned. Who in the heck cares about Black Lives Matter? I mean, really?
By the way, Christine's got an interesting point here on this town hall, the dueling town hall. She says, I think it'll be rather interesting to see the television ratings on each candidate to see who does the best and whether or not they're truthful with their numbers.
I agree, because as I said when I was speaking about that, I think one is going to get a lot more than the other, and we know who that is. It's not going to be Uncle Joe. The Democrats will be sorry that they were placed opposite the president at the same time.
Where's Ross Perot when you need him?
Oh, man. He was a great character. I liked him.
Larry!
Put your wallet on the table.
Larry, I got my cut. Look at my chart. See, there's my board here. Larry, see these numbers here? On my chart, my graph. Larry! All right, well, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. And, oh, by the way, on the way out, don't let the door hit you in the butt. And guess what? Here we go. There you go. All right. Ron Edwards, everybody. Host of the Edwards Notebook, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And we will be talking to him again soon. And I may be on his show again soon. I don't know. Coming up, Amanda Mackey, Republican attorney extraordinaire, and we're going to talk about what the heck's going on in Dodge. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is in some hot water thanks to his son Hunter, leaving a computer to be repaired and never showing up to claim it. After the tech learned what was on it, it was turned over to the FBI. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. The evidence recovered from a laptop computer flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign said Wednesday there were no meetings on his official schedules in 2015 with a Burisma board member. Both Facebook and Twitter have blocked the story from their platforms. USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program, my conversation with Amanda Mackey, Republican attorney extraordinaire, is being brought to you by our friends at our Salem, Tampa and Salem, Sarasota radio stations, because on October the 23rd, we're going to have the Salem Conservative Summit down at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And for a limited time only, you can buy one standard VIP ticket and get another one free. Remember, don't miss your chance to hear and see me. I'll be the MC for the evening down there, along with Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, and Charlie Kirk, as we all give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country today. Now, don't wait. This special offer is not going to last long. It's got a promo code BOGO on it. Buy one, get one. That's buy one standard VIP ticket. You get one free. Promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Go to the websites, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and you too can be down there with us. All right. Joining us right now from great metropolis of Pinellas County, we've got Amanda Mackey. I assume you're in Pinellas County today. Is that right?
Good morning, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, listen, everybody knows that you ran for Congress, Florida 13, but you also are an attorney, and you are going to be very busy with the election coming up. So tell us a little bit about that first before we move on to what we're going to get into.
Sure. So thanks for having me on. And, you know, this election is so important, and we can just see what the Democrats are just imploding over this. And this is why it is so important that we have attorneys on the ground, boots on the ground. And what I did in 2016 during the last presidential election was, as a roving attorney, going to the Democrat strongholds throughout the Tampa Bay area and monitoring every hour how many votes are being cast. And as an attorney for the campaign, they have to tell you exactly how many votes have been cast, Why? Because if at 9 o'clock there were 900 votes cast and at noon there were 2,000 votes cast, I better not see at 6 o'clock 75,000 votes cast. Mm-hmm. And so, that's how we can maintain and make sure that we don't have, voter fraud, and we make sure that the integrity of your vote is counted. And so that is what attorneys are going to be doing for the Trump campaign, I assume for the Biden campaign, but that's irrelevant to me. We're going to make sure that we don't have people trying to steal this election, especially in battleground states like Florida.
Now, Judge Amy Coney Barrett is being given the third-degree treatment by the Democrats, and I've developed a new sense of hatred towards one certain senator out of Hawaii, Maxi Hirono. I really believe she's got a mental problem, because either that or she's got sex in her mind all the time because of the questions she keeps asking. But what the hell? I think the judge is doing very well. She's holding up very strong. She's showing that she's the sharpest and the brightest candle on the block. But what do you think?
Well, you know, I think Mazie Hirono, a senator from Hawaii, is just, she is truly an uninformed person who doesn't know how to do her job of being a senator who actually asks questions to find out who the Supreme Court justice nominee is.
Mm-hmm.
What did she ask? She said, you don't know the difference between sexual orientation and sexual preference.
Mm-hmm.
She then said, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Have you ever sexually harassed? Why are you asking that question? What kind of red herring, stupid, bogus question? Why are you even asking that? Because you have nothing to ask her on the merits. Amy Coney Barrett is an exceptional nominee to the Supreme Court. I mean, if it wasn't evidenced by the fact that she had a notepad in front of her that was completely blank, no notes, and Mazie Hirono had a binder full of highlighted words and notes on there, and Amy Coney Barrett did a better job than Mazie Hirono did. So they don't know what they're doing. The Democrats, there were only two Democrats, as Senator Ted Cruz pointed out, two Democrats yesterday, the third day of the hearing, in on the dais, because they have nothing to ask her. They have nothing to ask her because there is nothing that she can say that is going to make a difference. The Democrats know that. She is a perfect candidate. She is relatable. She is someone who knows her stuff. She is someone who is highly, highly qualified to sit on the bench, and they know it, and they're out of bullets, and so they didn't even show up.
Now, today is the day for the public statements, right, made by people outside the committee. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
All right. And what I'm thinking is, and it just, and I got, this is my mind at work here. What if Maxi Hirono actually was setting her up for maybe somebody's going to testify today and drop a bombshell and say, well, when I was in her class, I was accosted by her in the ladies' room or whatever. What happens if something stupid like that comes out?
Well, look, they tried to do this with Kavanaugh, and it didn't go so well. You know, I think it blew up in their faces. So I don't know why Mazie Hirono would even be trying. I think it's a red herring. I think it's just, we're losing, we're desperate. Why don't I throw something out there and see if it sticks?
Yes.
And look, if someone does come, this is a woman who's just an exceptional woman. I mean, she just is. She's relatable. I mean, think about her in the context of your average, ordinary person. She's someone who was in academia. She's someone who was basically a teacher. She was a professor. She is not an Ivy League grad. You know, she's someone who is completely relatable. 7 children, 2 adopted.
Yep.
I mean, she's still in her 40s. You know, she is still relatable to a lot of people, and I think this has blown the minds of Democrats. They just don't know what to do. So why not throw out that red herring and say, you know what, have you ever sexually harassed someone? I mean, why not ask that question? So look, if something does come up today, which I would never put past the Democrats,
right,
but I do think that they learned from their Kavanaugh days what a big blow up that was. If they do, I think you just treat it with the necessary means of just ignoring it, because Amy Coney Barrett 100% will be confirmed, and that's it. There's no two ways about it.
Now, you were having a conversation, you told me last night, with three pollsters.
Yeah, so I was talking with pollsters about, you know, kind of what's happening, boots on the ground, and, you know, they had a couple interesting things to say, and one was, national polls are irrelevant. So we read and see these national polls. They don't matter because we don't run a national race. We don't run a race on a popular vote. We run races that really matter only in certain select states, and those are the battleground states. And so really pay attention to those states polling to see what the outcome could be. As we know, polling didn't really bear truth in 2016. So why are we putting any stock in what was said in 2016 and what is being said now in 2020? Two, the party of Reagan could effectively become the party of Trump if President Trump is successful. If 2020 turns out to be for Trump, you effectively have a party that has brought in these groups that weren't traditionally here. They weren't part of us in the last, 30 years. And that's, African Americans, Latino Americans, gay male Americans that are coming to the party of Trump largely because of the economy. And, you know, if we don't remember anything from 1992, let's remember what President Clinton's campaign manager said that year. And he said, this is James Carville, he said, it is about the economy, stupid, right? And that is what this is about, and that there is only one president who's been able to transform this economy in a way that we've never seen, and that's President Trump.
Well, we're going to be talking in 2 weeks again, and that'll be just before the election, and it'll be interesting to hear what it is you're doing to get ramped up and what you're hearing again. I'm hearing a lot of things, and again, more Latinos supporting the president, more blacks supporting the president. The blue wave that's coming is the blue wave from the Blue Lives Matter people, police officers, EMS, firefighters. And I'm telling you, that's all something that wasn't there the last time around. I think it's going to get very interesting on November the 3rd.
I agree. I think there's people will be in for a big surprise.
Yep.
Come the election, and you know, people just focus on these polling, and it's not true. Yep. Now we do have a huge advantage. Mail-in Democrats have a huge advantage over us in the state of Florida. And so I would encourage everyone to make sure that you go out and vote, but don't be discouraged by that. Why? Because Republicans like to vote in person.
You bet.
They want the integrity of their votes to count.
And I'm telling everybody to go vote in person. Okay, Amanda, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Captain.
Yep, okay, that's Amanda Mackey, and Amanda Mackey happens to be an attorney who'll be working with the Republican Party doing all the election checks and whatnot all around the area. So I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, the beach and boating forecast coming up. And I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. To find out more about the Freedom Boat Club, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Now today, Thursday, it's going to be another sunshiny day. You can get a lot of vitamin D out of that. Winds will be out of the east, 5 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. There'll be a light sea breeze out there. This morning, we'll have a light chop, 1 to 2 feet in the seas. This afternoon, it'll calm down a little bit more, but still a light chop. Might have a 2-foot sea. The Gulf water temperature stands at 85 degrees this morning. The bay water temperature stands at 83 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:37 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:28 a.m. And keep in mind, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you the beach and boating forecast. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call that sun sanitizing. So, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water. soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine while your sun sanitized too. Now, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all of them. 29 locations, over 500 boats, and over 232 locations across the United States of America that you can use your reciprocity membership to go to. Yep, I said reciprocity. So, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Come on, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
What it are?
Good morning. A caller into another show last night said that he had a caller from Hawaii who is says Democrat. Hawaii's been Democrat for over 60 years. They're embarrassed about her. But because of the corrupt politics, they can't get her out, can't switch that state from Democratic to Republican, which tells you why it is so important to fight the fight now, because the Republican, once you flip a state, it's hard to flip it back.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, you folks in Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, I'll give you that one for an example. They're not all totally nuts over there, but you can do better. You can do much better. That's your state that that woman's representing, and then she acts the way that she does. It makes you all look like a bunch of fools. Now, let me remind everybody that this is going to be really busy the next couple of days around the area. The President, Donald Trump, comes to Ocala tomorrow, Friday, at 4 p.m. at the Ocala International Airport. When he's done there, then he flies up to Macon, Georgia, to the Middle Georgia Regional Airport for a 7 p.m. event up there. Now, when he gets done there, guess who's going to be here locally? You're going to have Donald Trump Jr. in Clearwater, Florida, over at the Quaker Steak and Lube on Friday at 3 p.m. So he'll be in Tampa. Daddy will be up in Ocala. And then Donald Trump Jr. will fly down to West Palm Beach to go to the Hilton Palm Beach Airport and appear there at 6 p.m. Then he finishes things out on Saturday by going to the Florida Trucking Association rally. He'll be the featured speaker there at the 2A Ranch in Ormond Beach, Florida. And I was told you can wear your cowboy boots, your cowboy hats, and your jeans and have a good old time if you want to go down there. Then we got Ivanka Trump going to Cincinnati on Friday for a rally. She'll be there at 12 noon. And then Vice President Pence will go to Chalfont, Pennsylvania, Friday also, 4 p.m., and he'll be later in Scranton, Pennsylvania, on Saturday at 11 a.m., and then he'll be at 12 p.m. in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, right there, not very far down the road from Scranton. And then, of course, don't forget that the president, again, will be out Saturday. He'll be in Muskegon, Michigan at Flyby Air. That's the airport of Muskegon. And that's at, 5 p.m. Then at 6 p.m., he goes to Janesville, Wisconsin, which is not all very far away. That will be starting at 6 p.m. He'll be going from Eastern Time to Central Time. So, actually, he winds up gaining an hour going that way. But that's what's going on, and I'm not sure. I don't think we have any more. Nope, that's it. So the president and crew and the kids are all going to be all over the areas. It's going to stay that way for a while. All hands on deck when they get out there and they do what they're doing. Now, Amanda brought up an interesting point. Ron Edwards brought up an interesting point. Chris Markowski, as well as Denise Simon, and even earlier, Kyle Warren. The polls, I'll tell you what, the polls are just literally all over the place. Now, I got one yesterday, which I've got in my hand right here, and I've got a lot of different numbers here, but the thing that jumped out at me was, what is the number one issue in your mind that the candidate should address? 44.1% of the people said economy and jobs improving after the pandemic. That's number one. Number two was voter enthusiasm, that everybody was enthusiastic about being able to vote. Number three was the jump in the black and the Hispanic support, 21.4%. Then way down the line was none, I think you lose, 2.62%. And the other one that said registration of new voters, 1.75%. And that was I think the question was, why were you going to vote, was the question. And those were the answers they got. Now, let me tell you about something. A Gallup poll shows 56% of registered voters say that they're better off now after Trump's first term than they were under Barack Obama. 56%. Another poll done by Pew, which is a Democratic poll, says 66% of Republicans strongly support Trump versus 46% of Democrats for Biden. Now, folks, that's a 20-point spread in a Democratic poll, which is 7 points higher than the 13-point gap Hillary faced in a 2016 Washington Post poll. That is like bright lights, bells, and whistles going off. Now, in the same story, Republicans are registering more new voters in battleground states, all of the battleground states, than the Democrats. And an NBC News story out there says the GOP voter drives are more robust than the Democrats in Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. That's the story. Listen to this one. Pennsylvania Republicans added 135,619 new voters compared to 57,985 Democratic voters. Also, the voter polls are designed to depress Trump voters and hence voter turnout. That's what it's all about. So think about that. In the meantime, I want to remind you all about my buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Don't forget, all their blinds, shades, shutters are made in the USA. They're 100 Douglas dealer too, and they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. All right, I'll be back tonight with more. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See ya.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.